Good morning, City Reach Burlington. Good morning, church. I hope everyone is doing well today. For those who don't know me or this is your first time tuning in, I'm Pastor Richie. I'm one of the associate pastors at City Reach Burlington, and I've been given the honor to bring some words today. So let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you for everything that you give us, Father God. We thank you for everything that you take, Father God. If it's gone, it's gone for a reason, Lord. And if you give it, you give it with reason, Father God. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Father. We ask that you guide our steps every day, Father God. We ask that you forgive our sins every day, Father God, because you know that we're not perfect, Lord. We thank you. Amen. Church, again, thank you for joining us. We thank you for taking some time out on your Sunday mornings or afternoons, whenever you decide to watch this. We know that everyone's busy nowadays, but we appreciate that you tune in and you watch, you watch us and you take the time out to listen. And, it's been a couple of months that I've been on, and I know Pastor Keith, he tends to do his sermons back to back, week one, week two, week three, so on and so forth. But he allowed me to bring some words of my own and some words that God has decided to give me. And I hope everyone enjoys it. And the last time I was standing here, I spoke about vision. I spoke about, where God has taken us, where we've been, where are we going? Where are we allowing God to take us? And, it's in things that's going on in the world today, it's very easy to get sidetracked of what God wants us to do. Cause there's times where, we just want to do our own thing and we just have to allow God to guide our steps. And, the reason why I say that is because today I'd like to talk about a little something different. It's love. And when we talk about love, I'm not specifically talking about the love that one has for their spouse or, their wife, their husband, their significant other, their children. I'd like to talk about a different type of love. And before we get into it, I'd like to read John 13, 34 and 35. And his word says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Again, I just want to go back to 34. It says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment, love each other." And it brings me to a little story that I'd like to read. It's not that long of a story, but it made sense. Now, I've read it before, and what God gave me, it had me going back to this story, and it's titled Welcome Others. And it starts like this. "You have got to be kidding me." And this is coming now. Now, the story, I got this story. A friend of mine lent me this men's prayer book. I don't know if any men out there can see this, but it's called, that's what it's called, Promise and Prayers for Men. That's really all the information I have. But a friend of mine lent it to me, and it's a daily prayer book. And again, I've read this book, this story before, and it had me going back to it. And there was a few examples that really touched my heart. So I'll start it right now. And it says, "You have to be kidding me. I couldn't believe my wife would even ask that, knowing how much I treasure privacy. It's only for a few weeks, maybe less, but we don't even know the guy. What's to know? He's from Egypt, coming to America to study. It'll be fun and interesting. My wife and I have different temperaments, which produce different views on hospitality. She would love for our home to be a hostel for travelers, students, people in transition, stray cats, basically anyone without a place to live. Me, I like a little space. In this case, she was asking about hosting an international student arriving to study at our nearby university. The graduate Studies office had asked if anyone could provide temporary accommodations while he secured housing and transportation. Whatever I said without enthusiasm. It's only for a week, right? Ahmad was cheerful enough when he arrived from Cairo, and on the drive home from the airport, I was determined to make the best of it. What are you studying? I asked. He says, English literature. I'm working on a doctorate. And your family? What line of work are they in? My father is an imam. You mean like a Muslim cleric? Precisely. And what do you do? I'm a pastor. I said, trying not to look in the rearview mirror, I shot a glance at my spouse. I'm sure she knew what I was thinking. What did you get me into? For some men, other people are like a stone in the shoe, an irritant to be endured as briefly as possible. They come into your life from unexpected angles, at work, in social settings, or family gatherings. They bring them with annoying habits, ridiculous opinions, wrong-headed religious and political views. They cost you money or time or inconvenience. Though you might not put it this strongly, many men would agree with John Paul Sartre that hell is other people. All in all, life would be better if everybody stayed in their own lane. That's one way of looking at the presence of others in our lives. Scripture offers a better view. Other people provide us with love and companionship, with advice and encouragement, with correction and learning. They open our minds and hope our hearts. Welcome other people expands our world so that we are changed for the better. We show hospitality by welcoming people into conversations, into our churches, small groups, into our teams, and at our tables, and yes, into our homes. It makes our lives definitely richer, other people bringing a blessing to our lives. It's true that some people are boorish and ill-mannered. Some are takers, abusers. We must be aware of the potential for danger when bringing ourselves into contact with others. But those dangers mustn't prevent us from experiencing the great joy of hospitality. When we arrived home from the airport, Ahmad presented us with hospitality gifts, a delightful custom in his culture. We shared many meals together, and he was eager to cook for us, introducing us to what have become favorite foods. We held long conversations about geopolitics and education and even religion. When the week was up, we parted with a warm embrace and acknowledged that a friendship had begun, one that continues to this day. You were right, I said to my wife. That was a really good thing to do. I know, she said, and gave me a little peck on the cheek. You're learning. Now, the reason why I decided to read this today is, you know, with what's going on today in the world, it's getting nasty out there, you know, and I'm not nitpicking. I'm not picking anything out, but just a few things, you know, with what's going on with Black Lives Matters movement, with what's going on with the police, you know, racial profiling and, you know, picking on the Asians and things like that. It's a shame that we can't take the time out to get to know people.
That's right.
You know, it's, when you get to know people is when you build those relationships. When you build those relationships is when love comes into the picture. Yeah. You know, I can stand here and talk about what Jesus did all day long. Yes, he loved us. He, you know, God gave his only son for us. The love that he had for us, he gave him so he can die on the cross for our sins. That's how much love, you know, Jesus had for us. And we can talk about that all day. You know, he healed the sick. You know, he healed the man with leprosy. Like, he did all these miraculous things, but he did it with love. And it's a shame that we can't do the same thing. We can't take a few minutes out of our day and just to get to know somebody. It doesn't matter if you've known them for years or a passerby, and that passerby might bump you by accident and you say, hey, excuse me. And then you keep going, or you say, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, is there anything I can do for you today? I noticed you were looking down. Is there something wrong? If we take the time out to get to know people, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today if we just do that one simple thing and get to know each other. Yes. Now, again, I go back to, you know, to love. Yes, men, love your wives. Women, love your husbands. Love your children. Love your family. But love goes beyond the little inner circle that we're in right now, especially during the, you know, COVID. And I mean, we're not supposed to be going anywhere. We are. But it you know, it has to go beyond the, you know, the, I don't know how big your living rooms are, your 15 by 15 living room, you know, your 12 by 12 bedroom. It has to go beyond that to get to know people. And this story stuck out to me because this husband wanted nothing to do with this exchange student, but he took the time to get to know this gentleman. Yeah. He took the time to talk to him, you know, and it doesn't matter from what religious background, what color we are, where we come from, what language we speak. What happened at the end is he made a friend.
Yes.
He made a brother. He made someone that he can have to talk to. I'm pretty, you know, Cairo's far. It doesn't say where this gentleman was from, but hey, there's letters, there's phone calls, there's Zoom. There's all types of media nowadays where you can stay in touch with people. And the story was just fitting for what's going on today. We have so much hatred for each other. We're all God's people. It doesn't matter where we come from. We all come from God. I firmly believe that. Hey, it can be a matter of opinion. That's okay. God gave us that too, a matter of opinion. But I believe we are all brothers and sisters, regardless of what language we speak, where we come from, what food we eat, what television shows we watch, whatever people we hang out with. It doesn't matter because we are all the same. We are not Black people, Puerto Rican people, white people, Asian people. We are people.
Right.
We are God's people.
Yes.
There's nothing else in between there.
Yes.
We are people. We are human beings. And we were built to love each other. We were built to help each other. And the way we're going now doesn't look like too many people want to help because of what's going on. Yes. Do I blame anyone? No, I don't. But if we take some time out to get to know each other, yes, I'm pretty sure things will go a little smoother. Now, if you agree, great. If you don't, that's also great. I can't come at you for that. We all have our opinions, like I said earlier. But it's just sad to see that on any given day, at any given time, our children can't go outside because there's shots going off. You know, people are knocking at people's doors for fights, and then all of a sudden there's a death that happens. Like, if we just take the time out to talk,
yes,
these types of fights wouldn't happen.
Right.
Firearms wouldn't have to come out. Mm-hmm. I'm all for protecting yourselves. But if we can talk through it first, mm-hmm, lives can be saved.
Yes.
And through the love that Jesus gave us, yes, that can happen. And I picked this story specifically for that. And it's a shame because, you know, when I was young, I would get home from wherever I was at, and I would always notice my parents watching the news. And I was young, I didn't understand that. And you know, I'm in my 40s, and there's times where my wife tells me, "Wait, why are you watching the news? That's boring. Let's watch something else." And you know, I find myself doing what my father did because I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready for work. I want to know what I'm walking out to. And it's a shame that we're walking out to the mess that's going on in the world today. And like I said before, it just takes a conversation for us to get through some things. Excuse me. It just takes a person. And this is maybe this is a saying that I honestly think that really people don't mean. But if you see somebody that you know or you don't know, and you say, hey, how you doing? Do you really mean that? Or is it just, hey, how you doing? Leave me alone. I got to go. I'm late for work, whatever it may be. But do we really mean, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Well, oh man, this guy's going to give me this whole conversation, like whatever's going on in his life. I'm late for work. I got to go. Is it just a saying or do we really mean it? Well, let me ask you this. Can we mean it?
Yes.
Can we make the time in everyone's busy day to say, you know what? I'm going to see my specific coworker at work. I know he or she's going through something. Maybe I should sit there. Hey, such and such. How's everything going? Well, it's going a little rough. Well, you want to talk about it? I'm pretty sure that person, you'll probably make that person's day better because she or he had someone to talk to. Maybe they need a few minutes to vent. But when we put meaning behind it, when we put love behind it, when we actually mean what we're going to do to a person in a good way, I'm pretty sure that significant other or friend or family member or perfect stranger, it'll probably make their day. And that's why I chose this story. You know, I can stand here and talk about the miraculous things that God did. But if you don't know him or you do, more for the people who don't know him, I'm pretty sure you've heard of Jesus Christ. I know you've heard of what he's done. And like I said earlier, you know, all these things that he has done, he did with love. And for me, love leads into other good things. Love leads into friendships, leads into marriages. It leads into connections, maybe in your professional life. You know, when you're sincere with people,
yes,
is when they're sincere with you. When you care about people, people care about you. You know, God didn't bring us into this world to be alone or by ourselves or to do things by ourselves or separately. Now, I've told my wife on quite a few occasions, I don't mind being by myself, but that doesn't mean I want to be alone. We weren't made to live this life alone.
Right.
Now, I like my space. Everyone likes their space. But again, I don't want to be alone. God gave me my wife for a reason, is so that I can walk this walk with her for him.
Yes.
Now, if we take that into consideration and touch other people's lives, then we're doing the work that he told us to do.
Yes.
We're doing the work that he wants us to do. And he's not asking us for much. But when he asks, listen, we're going to have to, because later on, we're going to have to answer to that. But folks, that's what I have. It wasn't so much a sermon, but more of a message. You know, I just felt that with all the ugliness in the world, it's up to us to make it better. We can't expect the government to fix things for us. We can't expect other people to do stuff for us. But if it takes us to do for them, then maybe they'll pass that on. You know, I see a bunch of videos of, you know, people moving up to the line to get their coffee at Starbucks or you know, Dunkin' Donuts. Well, hey, the person in front of you paid for you. Oh, okay, well, let me do the same thing and pay for the person behind me. Well, if we do that with prayers, caring for people and love, I'm pretty sure we'll be in a better boat. Church, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to bring some words, Father God. I hope that people understood where I was trying to come from. I just want people to love on each other, to understand each other, and to help each other, Father God, because by ourselves, we can't do it, but we have you, Father God, to help us so that we can help others, Father God. We ask that you guide our steps every day, Father. We thank you for yesterday, today, and hopefully tomorrow, Father God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful sermon by our Pastor Richie. I am godly blessed. I'm godly proud of him. I'm just amazed at what God is doing in his life and through him and in him. What a powerful word, a powerful message that he brought with us about love and about caring for each other. If we just see each other as people and not as parts of ourselves, parts of like what we look like or what we sound like or what we smell like, you know, just see us as people, you know, yeah, what we smell like, just people, you know, but as a person, we can recognize the person behind the smell. Because if not for nothing, God looks at us, we have the smell of cinema on us. And he looks past our stench, our sinful stench, and sees the person on the inside. He loves us so much. He cares about us so much that he cares past your stench. He cares past your skin. I saw like I told you guys last week, I'm getting hooked on TikTok. I saw a TikTok video and the guy was like, I see that they're trying to abolish you're a man or a woman, they're trying to abolish, what's that word? You know, your gender. Why not abolish race? And just have, instead of having black and white, Hispanic, all this other different races, because race is just a social construct anyway, it's just, and just have people. And if we see each other as people, it's easier for us to care about them. See past their religion, see past their skin, see past their political beliefs or whatever, see past what they eat. Just see the person on the inside. And that's what God does for us. He sees past us. He sees past our sin. He sees past our political beliefs or our what we eat, if we're vegetarian or vegan or whatever. We see past what we believe, we see past what we've done, and sees the person on the inside of us. Like Richie said, people care. That people, you know, people care about people that care about people, or people care about people that care about them. And if we care about the people that we see, and we just take the time to see past their personality and see past their skin and see past their race and see the person on the inside, like Jesus did for us, we'll be actually spreading the love of Jesus throughout the entire world. God sent Jesus down to die for us because, you know why? He cared about the person on the inside. He cares about you just the way that you are. He doesn't see your sin. He doesn't see your faults. He doesn't see your thoughts, whatever, but he sees you and he loves you so much so that he gave his life to pay for our sins, to pay a debt that we couldn't pay. John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And we'd like to have our ABCs of salvation. We'd like to do this every Sunday, every time we come before you, just get to introduce Christ to you and allow him to come into your heart and to accept him into your life. And we would do a disservice if we did not do this. So I'd like to introduce Christ to you. The ABCs of salvation is real simple. A, acknowledge or admit that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. B, believe. Believe that not only Jesus died for our sins, but that he rose from the grave. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And C, confess. Confess your faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. ABC to salvation. Acknowledge, believe, and confess. Let's pray this prayer together. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, I want to communicate with you. I want to get in touch with you. We want to work this thing out together. I need you to text the word all in, A-L-L-I-N, to 609-831-3377. Again, the word is all in, A-L-L-I-N, to 609-831-3377. I love you all. God bless you. Have a great day.